602, go ahead.
Did I wake you up?
Oh, I've been up like 3 or 4 times. I was trying to sleep in. What's up, man?
Oh, sorry about that. I was going to say, if you're in Medford in time today, give me a holler. I'm going to be in Medford.
I might be. I'm not sure what Jen's plans are for later, but we'll figure it out. I might. If I am, we'll stop by.
Cool. Sounds good. Just got all my hard line in from National, so I'm dropping that off and opening it up and inspecting it, making sure it's all good to go. My question was this, Brick. When I was ordering the hard line from National for the HF radio, it only allowed me to get LMR 240. Is that better or worse than LMR 400? And why can't we use LMR 400?
To be honest, I don't know anything about 240, but I don't see any reason why you couldn't use LMR 400. It's perfect for your application.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of weird that on the ordering portion, because the way that we do it is you select the radio, and then there's an accessories like drop-down menu, and you select from whatever's on the menu. You can't like request exact specific things. You just pick what you have. And it didn't have LMR 400. It had different lengths of LMR 240, so I was just curious.
Yeah, again, I can't comment on 240 other than possibly cost. I don't know.
Okay, nope. Sounds good. Just figured I'd ask.
Yeah, no problem. The only controversy with LMR 400 seems to be with using it as a lead line for a repeater, which normally works just fine, but there's people out there that will argue till the death that it doesn't work. And the issue really is that it eventually could fail, and it's not ideal, but it does work just fine for the most part. Hard line is obviously much, much better, but so anyway, for just a radio for a mobile or a base station, I should just say for a base station, LMR 400 works great.
Okay, sounds good. I also decided to not change the antennas out. I'm going to keep what's up there. I was talking with our friend from Day Wireless, and he said that those antennas are actually really, really good. And he said that I'd have a hard time, A, and B, spend quite a bit of money trying to get the frequency band I'm after and the gain that I'm after. So he just said, with that V-band upgrade going from RG8 to LMR 400, I should see a multitude of improvement just with that only. So.
Yeah, I agree with him on that. The length of RG8 has given you a lot of loss. So, any gain that you have in those antennas is kind of diminished by the loss of the feed line. And you don't need a whole lot of gain. That's the other thing. You should be just fine. But give them a go, and if there's any problems once you have all the feed line replaced, then just tackle it, one by one. Maybe you've got a bad antenna or you don't. Who knows?
Yeah, A-firm. I suspect feed line issues, honestly, because you have to see it to understand, but, like, it's ran over steel I-beams, and it's drooping in the middle, and I've seen a knot in one or two of them. It's crazy.
A knot? Somebody looped it around, tied it in a knot?
Yes, sir.
That makes you really scratch your head, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, there's a bunch of excess that's just folded up in a corner that's still connected.
I don't even want to comment on that. That sounds like, wow, that's kind of mind-boggling. But, yeah, I think you're on the right track, man. I think once you improve all that and clean it up, I think you're going to see some improvements in your communications for CAP.
Especially once I get the Yagi for the Link radio pointed the right freaking direction.
What? Good enough? Didn't work good enough?
I actually used it for a little class that I was teaching about compass use and stuff like that, and I threw it up on a map. I think I sent you the link. You can pick your point on the map and then draw lines, and it tells you your degrees and stuff like that. And I was like, 40 degrees, like, you know, from here to the next parking lot doesn't seem like that much, but let's drag that out, you know, 20 miles. Holy smokes, you're in a whole other county.
Yeah, that one, yeah. Well, just keep it on the positive that thankfully you came along, and thankfully you've got a lot of motivation to make improvements, and we'll be happy at that.
Yep, for sure. Alrighty, I'm at Home Depot. I gotta grab some stuff, and then I'll be on my way. But yeah, give me a text or a message. WFN Fight Trade.
All right, man. Well, good job, and we'll catch up with you a little bit later. WRCD 602.